Wednesday night, Or L'chof Tess.
Yor,
Erev Shchaydesh.
Shilas Hashloch,
come on. Okay. So we're learning Chavis Halvavos, and we're learning Shara Kniya, and we're up to Perek Hamishi. We're up to the fifth Perek of Shara Kniya. Can I have for a second? So we learned what Kniya is, he defines in the first Perek. In the Agdom, he talks about the importance of Kniya and what Kniya. Right, he talks about the importance of Kniya. In the first parak, he defines it. In the second parak, he talks about three types of Kniya: one good, one terrible, one not terrible but not good, and thirdly, the Kniya we want to attain, Lagabe Hashem, is what we're looking for. In the third parak, he talks about different things that would put a person in Kniya mode. In the fourth parak, we learned about almost automatically, like, if these things happen to you, you would almost automatically focus on Kniya, and it's a good opportunity to practice your Kniya, so to speak. In the fourth parak, which we just finished, he talked about when you should use Kniya, different scenarios in which your reaction should be one of Kniya, and you will therefore benefit, and you will focus the Kniya vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The last four out of the seven were very directly Legabi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the fifth parak, he talks about how to attain it, what you should think about to attain Kniya. You know, you're doing fine, you're feeling good about yourself, you're supposed to feel good about yourself, hopefully. You feel you're capable, it's going good, you're earning money, you have a job, you're doing what you're supposed to do, you're learning a couple hours a day even, you're giving staka, like, you know, you want to pat yourself on the back. And we're learning the Chavis Halvavos that not only are you not supposed to... I'm mixing him up. Is that Cain? What? Is that Cain? No. Does he look like him? Say a little. Make me feel good.
A little bit.
Say a little. Okay. So you're supposed to pull out now Midas HaKniya, and you're supposed to feel, this is all from Hashem. I'm really nothing on my own. I owe everything to Hashem. I'm bottled to Hashem. I'm just Hashem's like servant. He's everything. I'm nothing. How do you do that? So the Chavis Halvavos says in Perek Hamishi, he'll give you seven things to contemplate that will allow you, help you, reach Kniya. Asher lo'ofani sigul midas ha-Kniya, the darkei ha-koloso al ha-odom, how to attain it, how to reach it, what to think about, what to contemplate. It's not a magic, Chavis Halvavos doesn't have any magic wands. So what are you supposed to think? What brings you to Kniya? Hinezeyiyeh bahasmodas, with consistent and constant, that's what hasmodas means, consistent and constant, actually constant and consistent, hisbonanus, contemplating the following, v'hafnoyos ha-machshava, and not getting distracted by other things, but thinking about these seven things, b'shiva dvarim. Ha'echa, number one, Iker Havayot, this is like Mayayin Bosa. This is really an extension of the Mishnah, Mayayin Bosa. What are you? Like, you're nothing. If you think about the birth of a person, how nothing he was, and then, you know, two things got together, and from the blood, from nothingness, disintegrates. Iker Havayosav Reishiso min Hazera v'hadom achrei ipusham, after they disintegrate, really. V'sirchon reicham, it's not the most pleasant thing in the world. And then he's a fetus for 9 months. V'achakach nizoyin b'dam hanida v'meshach heyosu b'bet enimo. He's totally helpless. He's totally... he should realize he's been dependent from his being born. Is like he's a nothing mitipas rucha, and he was helpless totally. He got fed like one of the evorim of his mother. You know, you think you're a big shot. If you remember, you came out of your mother's womb, you weren't able to stand or walk or talk, or you're totally, totally helpless and dependent. So then, you know, you spend 10 years learning how to walk, how to think, how to survive. So then you reach, okay, you're 15, you're 20, you're 30, you know, and then there comes a point, take it from me, start going downhill. Then you start getting old. Like, what is a person already? Before you blink of an eye, yochel is daken, first his teeth go, and then his eyesight goes, and then his hearing goes. Next thing you know, they're picking a nursing home for him. And then he's at the mercy of he's born, he's at the mercy of his parents. Then he gets old, he's at the mercy of the Filipino, right? If she doesn't like him, he's in hot water. Take me here, take me there, do me a favor, shut up, old man. But it's not a very pleasant, if he thinks about the human condition, he will realize that he spends probably at least half of his life being helpless or unable to do what he wants to do and being dependent upon others' goodwill for everything in his life. Maybe he had like some peak years there from 20, 30 years, from 20 to 50, you know. Then it's all, he starts falling apart. How could someone who, you know, I guess being born is Mugalgil Batalos Hashesen, I'm not sure what Pamayim is. Why Pamayim, the mother? I mean, you went through the fathers, Batalos Hashesen, and then the mothers, that's where you come from. You don't have so much what to be proud of. Eich Yizgoa V'Yisnase B'ro Memuso. Ki Ha'Hizbonunus B'Zev V'Chadomalo, if you think how puny a person is, how where he came from, Itipas Rucha, what his oranges are, and how he was nothing and helpless, and then before you know it, you turn around and you're again helpless. The end of life is very similar to the beginning of life, right? They don't have adult-sized Pampers for nothing, right? All of a sudden you need Pampers, and maybe you need someone to administer you an enema every day because everything starts breaking down. If you know, the Vesikim Minyan of Months, he was in a nursing home. So, you know, and that was really a good nursing home, a Yiddish nursing home in a Yiddish neighborhood. You know, you can't chew, you can't eat, you know. You fall apart, the body falls apart. Now, this has to be said. So you learn Chavis Halvavos, it's like, remember that the Chavis Halvavos does not want you to be sad or depressed or unhappy or emotionally unhealthy. If you remember, that kind of kniya he condemned very vigorously back in Perek Beis. He said that's terrible, terrible, terrible. So it's interesting, if you remember, okay, don't laugh. If you learned Shar HaBechina, you would think these very same thoughts and you would be ecstatic with joy. That's what he wants you to do in Shar HaBechina. He wants you to say, whoa, look at this world, look what a miraculous world it is, look what Nisim, Shar HaBechina, look at the Nisim Hashem does for us. We start off as nothing, as zero, and look at me now, I'm driving a car, and I'm married, and I have children, and I could walk, and I could talk, and I could think, and I could write, and I could be creative, and I could do all sorts of things, and I was totally helpless. Like, how did I get from there to here? How did I get from being a child that can't walk, right? Plop, 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 can't think, can't take care of itself, and within a few short years. So the Maisa, this is not supposed to be a cause for depression. it could be a cause for depression. You know, you think like this, you say, the guy is like sick. The guy is going to get sick. So the Chavis HaLevis wants you to walk the following line. They're both true. They're both emes. We're talking about kenia, not depression. Kenia, not sadness. Kenia, not pessimism. Not disgust at the world. Not, you know, what's it all about? How many years? What? Yeah, it's supposed to make you be nichna. So really, this very, it's like a two-way street. You think the same thoughts, and Shar HaBechina makes you full of gratitude and appreciation and joy. And like you're supposed to feel great. And like, wow, what a miraculous world we live in. Look how many nisim Hashem does. Look at my life. And like, how did I get here? I'm nothing. I'm zero. A nace. But then when you start patting yourself on the back, and you start saying, I kochi v'azum yadi, I built myself up, I worked hard, I, you sound like an Obama speech, every third word is I, you know they know that about him. You know that? They take Obama's speeches like every tenth word is I. Really, they compare it to other presidents, to other speeches, he's always talking about himself. If you read the speech when he gave, when they killed bin Laden, every sentence has the word I in it. I ordered, I kept an eye on him, I. That's the epitome of a Balagaiva, that he's in love with himself, and it's him, it's all about him. Here, the love is like really, it's something to think about, you know, there's a very short shear here. You have to go home and think. And Shara, but the very same thoughts should fill you with joy and appreciation. And you're astounded at Hashem, like Shar HaBechina. Look at what Hashem does for us. He took me from nothing, and I'm a whole mensch. And people could do things. Look at the world. They can go to the moon. They can build rocket ships. They could build bridges. They could plant. They could build. Right, a person controls the world. But when you start saying I, and you start patting them on the back, there's a mitipas rucha. Think about that. What are you talking about? You're 1 second you have a stroke, right? And you're back to being in diapers, like you were when you were born, and you're back to being nothing. And you, people are very, very fragile, extremely fragile. Now go talk to a doctor. How fragile people are. Every time a person gets sick, it's one of its life. But then, the human body is like a tightrope. That brings kenia. It's not supposed to bring depression or sadness. It's supposed to bring kenia, that you don't feel full of yourself. You realize it's not you. It's absurd. It's ridiculous. So you're supposed to be happy and joyful. You're not supposed to be sad, but you're supposed to be nichna. Okay.